Now broadcasting the Webcomic Beacon.
Nobody wants to sit and listen to me talk about boobs by myself.
All right, fine. Let's cut this turd. This is episode 47 of the Webcomic Beacon. This is Fess of Fessworks.com. And with me is Tanya of Betapwn.com.
Nope.
And we are having serious issues here at the Beacon. Apparently we have issues with recording. We can't figure out what's going on with the microphones. Skype's increasing their rates. So it's going to cost me more to have people from the UK, which used to cost me only $3 a month. Now they want $10 a month. It sucks. Let's see. Not only that, we're missing a co-host this forever. Aaron decided he needs to step down. He needs time to do other things. So Aaron will... We lost Aaron, the co-host, so... I don't know. I guess I've been kind of sensing it for a while because it takes up a lot of his time to do this, but... Well, sorry to see you go, dude. So...
Die.
Wow, a big, giant, depressing note to start off the show.
Yay.
Yeah. So, let's see.
Are
last
there any puppies you want to kick?
Last weekend was 24-hour Comics Day weekend. Tanya, did you do anything?
I did, actually. I went to Enchanted Grounds, the Enchanted Grounds event with the Squidworks group, where I got 14 hours in and lost feeling in both my hands. So decided that rather than risk a long-term injury, I would bag it and do the noble failure route. So the good news is the only part I'm missing feeling now is in two fingers on my left hand and my pinky on my right hand. So it's better.
Oh,
and I should be able to start drawing again tomorrow. There were a lot of people that finished some spectacular comics, and I'm really looking forward to the Squidworks anthology this year.
Cool. Did you finish your 24-hour comic, or did you just quit? I didn't remember what you said.
No, I had to stop because I couldn't feel my hands. I mean, that's a bad sign. So I did
whatever.
Stop, but I'm gonna, if as long as I finish it this week, I get to be a noble failure. And I'll still be in the anthology.
Yay!
You're it
failure.
Descended into madness. Yeah, I am. I'm a failure, but I'm going to be a noble failure. It descended into madness pretty quickly this year, actually. Like, page 4 is just mummies for no reason. I don't freaking know, but it's all good.
Well, I did my 24-hour comic with Legos. And some people actually came in on Ustream and saw that live. Of course, most of it's very boring since I recorded all 24 hours of it. What I did was I started with characters, figured out my good guys, my bad guys, whatever people, and then I started just building structures and houses and a police station, a hospital, and all this various other stuff. And I didn't even really use all... the locations to their fullest. Some of them were just backdrop, or you just saw them partly. But I ended up taking 330 pictures.
Oy.
Granted, some of those are repeats, because I did get a lot of blurry pictures. I made the story way too long, because I have 175 pictures left. And I have 24 strips already done within the time limit and uploaded to drunkduck.com. So it's part one, Jenny Everywhere and the Golden Key, which you can find at...
You know, it's awesome.
Yeah, that's at goldenkey.jennyeverywhere.net. And I have to figure out... I think I'll have 30 strips to finish it. So I know how much it takes to make, you know, a strip next year.
Yeah, because this is like, this was part one of, yeah.
I didn't want it to be part one, and I don't know if it actually counts as a success, but if it does or doesn't, I fulfilled my personal goal.
as long as it's a complete story in and of itself, like, do you need part two
You need part two to see what happens, to finish it, you know, the story.
Then you're actually a noble failure yourself.
Oh, well, at least I got 24 pages plus a cover in 24 hours, and that was my goal.
You did. It's good.
Yay. let's see here. What other news do we got? We don't have much news. I got a list of some people somewhere where... Okay, we had Zach of Insert Comic Here, of Unamused Comics, which did a 24-hour comic as well. And he ended up having Jenny Everywhere show up in his comic.
Ooh.
And it's some of the most adorable freaking Jenny stuff I've ever seen. That's at unamused-comics.com. And click on Insert Comic Here. And then it's underneath the Jump to Random Jokes. Then you have to fish for it for a while. I'll try to get a link. You have to go back or use the archives. And
yeah.
Yep, scroll down and you'll see 24 hours, 1 through 24. And I'll probably end up putting a link to that somewhere on the Jenny site once I update it. Also, if I may continue.
Oh, please.
Apple of Discord.
I'll eat more tater tot.
Apple of Discord also had Jenny come in for part of the 24-hour comic challenge that they did. I'm not sure if it's all up yet, but... I know that the first page was up because it's like he has like an automated site, so it's kind of hard to you know, mess with the automations to have them come up all in the same day or something like that. I don't know.
Right. But it is. Yeah. You have to like judge your. You have to do it by time. And
right. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, he doesn't have it all up just yet, it looks like. But I'll post links to that as well. We also had, let's see, looking through the things, let's see here. Excuse me.
Are you still, like, shot? Do you feel shot from this? Did you, I guess, the day after? Because this is the day after for me.
It is the day after.
It feels
like
the
day after. No, it's not the day after. It's not the day after at all. there's a couple other Dungeon Warden. He says he was doing a 24-hour comic challenge at 24hr.net63.net. He did a challenge. I know he's one of the regular listeners here. There was another person who posted in the Rampage Network who was at stardatecomic.livejournal.com that was going to be working on some things. Didn't look like he completed them. It looks like he went up to page 6. But that's all we had for people who posted in our forums of people who did the 24-hour comic challenge. Let's see. I also know that Diana Nock did the 24-hour comic challenge at the school she went to. You can find that at jinxville.com when she updates it later today, I believe. Otherwise, she's probably going to be there tomorrow. Yeah, I was basically on my own last night with Ustream. Had some chats. JT from the GigCast came over for a little bit. Ironically, when I started listening to the last GigCast while I was playing with the Lego, so he was there chatting to me while the GigCast was playing.
He mentioned on Twitter that it was a little odd listening to you listen to him.
It was almost like he was talking, you know, right there in the room with me, because he was like in the chat room, and then I just hear the GigCast is like, ooh, I wonder if he's going to mention me. Like it was recording live or something. I don't know. It was funny.
Nice. I like the way you alter reality to suit your perception.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I want that skill. I do.
Well, I guess there hasn't been much showing up about 24-hour comics day. Not on not on with us anybody, cause, not with us anyway, because not a whole lot of people said that they were doing it. Though I know last when I was doing it live, Zach was on the Ustream chatting while he was doing his. Sophie of MacRatLove.com, I believe, was doing hers when she was listening, and she actually has a really funny one where it's like it's about organs, like. You know, it stars like various organs of a body, and they're all like, and it starts off with, I think, a liver transplant. So the liver's like the new guy in town. It's actually really cute and really funny. So it's pretty cool. As I had a couple of other people on there kind of chatting about, but I didn't get any other links to any other 24-hour comic. Things that people were doing. We did end up getting some emails about for our Halloween episode next week, where we're going to be talking about dead web comics, web comics that have died. And
yeah,
we also did get a couple of not call-ins, but emails in. Let's see, we got a question about. Let's see, somebody Nate Hammond of. Jazz and Jess.com.
Jazz and Nate.
Yeah.
Hi, Nate.
He sent an email in talking about our drama things, and he said, let's see, right, we all love a bit of drama. What are you guys' thoughts on comics not normally included in the drama genre adding dramatic storylines? For example, a gamer comic such as CAD adding the abortion storyline. I myself have a few storylines rattling around in my head that deviate from the normal style, and I'd love to know your thoughts on a topic like this. I would assume that when a comic has garnered enough fans, those readers expect a certain type of story from the comic. Consistency, I guess. Is something like this a storytelling nosedive, or just an experimental third album? As the artist/writer tries to expand their storyline capabilities. Well, Nate, you bring up a very good point. Too bad that's not what we were talking about.
Oh, don't be a pain in the arse.
Well, we weren't talking about dramatic webcomics.
That doesn't mean we can't answer his question.
I don't think we have to answer his question.
Okay, but I know Nate, and I like him, so I'm going to answer his question.
Fine, you go first, and I'll answer it later.
Okay, fine. I don't think necessarily that it's a bad thing, but I do think you should expect to lose a few of your kind of fringe readers, the people that, you know, aren't fanatical about the comic, don't show up all the time, but just show up now and again. Because, you know, they don't so much care about you and your expression of art. They're there for a very specific...
Excuse me.
...kind of story. And if it deviates from that, they'll wander off. But in losing those fringe readers, you may actually gain new readers, too. So I think it still comes down to, is it good writing? As long as it's good writing, you should be okay. But I would expect a shift in your reader base.
That's a good way of looking at it. God, you know what? I really hate to talk about my own comic because, but it's like, okay, if I talk about my own comic, it's not me trying to get you to go there. You already know whether or not you like it or not. But since this is an amateur podcast by amateurs and we talk about what we know, in my experience with my comic, I attempted to start, you know, this is how I, you know, give my answer. And I usually do it very vaguely where I don't reference it too much, but I say in general terms, but regardless of you dumbass reviewers out there who have no better time, but okay. Anyway, the answer is, when I did my comic, I started off as a gag a day attempt. And then I can't write gag a day. And so the jokes get kept stretching longer and longer and longer. Then I got a nice style. Then I started doing some other stuff with other crossovers, and then I started adding more dramatic elements. Why? I have no freaking idea. I just wanted to attempt a dramatic thing one time, and I think my readership stayed about the same, which was maybe like 80 or 100 at the time. So there's really nothing for me to, you know, lose a whole lot. But if you have ideas, and you can work it into the natural feel of the comic, I say go for it. But if it's, like, something huge and different, you know, it's just, you should wean into it instead of just like all of a sudden it's something really cool and happy and fun, and then oh my gosh, somebody just got killed in a car crash, and then it takes a few strips for your readers to realize, wait, they're serious? Holy crap! You know, it's like that's just kind of. It really throws people for a loop and kind of, I mean, it's obviously your comic. You can do whatever you want, obviously. But if you're going to be wanting readers and holding on to some readers, you kind of got to think about them as well.
Yeah.
And if you're going to do something dramatically different, even if you're a dramatic comic going into comedy or whatever you have, you know, wean into it. You know, you got to make subtle changes, and it may take longer to get to what you want to do, but, I mean, I believe that's better writing. To transition better than just like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Well, and frankly, Nate, you've already put Jess in jail. You're not allowed to kill her. Just in case.
Well, then he can't call the site, you know, Jazz and Jess.
Well, that is true. Well, I don't know. It is a zombie comic. He could always bring her back in ungodly ways. I won't stand for that. And I will personally fly to London and kick your ass. So, I agree. You can't do it suddenly. You can't be ha 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 and then all of a sudden tragedy, because then people are confused and they think maybe it's a joke and they're still waiting for the punchline.
Right.
But, you know, where he doesn't have so much a gag a day, it is a storyline. If that storyline were to go into a more dramatic area, I think people would be okay with that. Except for the people who aren't really, you know, your core group anyway. Did you just drop off, Fess?
No. I dropped off something else for... hold on, new stream mode. Get you soon. Oh, you can't hear me.
I'm going to eat a chicken nugget.
Oh,
I just take every opportunity to stuff things in my face. That's rude.
The person whom you're trying to reach is currently unavailable.
That
Please
sucks.
Leave a message after the beep.
What sucks?
Hang on, I got to... The person you're trying to reach is currently unavailable. See, the wireless network I had set up with my laptop got disconnected.
Oh.
I have no idea what happened. All right. Ustream, we should be back. If anyone's paying attention...
If anyone cares, we're here.
Yeah.
Yay.
We also got another call in from Benjamin Rodriguez of Ben from Peter of the Wolf. Now, I know some people have an issue with the type of comic that he has. Regardless of that, he was a freaking riot on the show.
Oh, he was fun.
Oh, yeah, he was. And he sent in a question. He is asking about our archetypes episode. He said he had a chance to listen to it. The one with, we were talking with the Cornstalkers at the time about archetypes. He was actually wondering if our opinions on the use of archetypes have changed, because he actually disagreed quite a bit with what Aaron was saying, or that he thought he was wrong about how he was applying his viewpoint. I don't really remember what the hell Aaron was talking about that long ago.
We all have very short memories.
I really don't remember what Aaron's viewpoint on that was.
I actually don't. I don't recall.
I don't know.
I don't remember doing
it. It's a thing between archetypes versus stereotypes, I think it was. And
I don't remember my own opinion.
Yeah. So we can't really answer that question, if you're a little bit more specific. but that's about it. Otherwise...
We're not good people.
Yeah, right.
Like, we're not good people. We're just not.
Anyway, let's see here.
I have a question.
What is your question?
Did you have any problems during the 24-hour, like missing pieces or minor tragedies that you had to overcome?
Sure, I'll answer that before we go to break. The problems that I had was that I was dealing with Legos on the floor. I have a really bad left knee. And also, crouched over in that position doesn't do really well for your gut. And so I kept getting these stomach aches and these stomach pains, and then later on my throat was starting to knot up, and I have no idea what was going on. Maybe it was what I was eating, but I basically stayed up, and again, like, it was about, I think it was about 8 hours until the end, which is about your 5 a.m., you were saying, is the most brutal part. So what I did, I just, I was thinking, okay, I'll just take a power nap, but first I was going to take a shower. So what I did was I just ended up just, you know, taking a shower, just kind of messing about in there and just kind of waking up. And then I felt, brushed my teeth, and I felt a little bit more energized. So that really helped. And then ended up not taking a nap, and I just kept plugging away, because this was during my strip creation process, which was fairly easy, though I had to do a few little things here and there. It's kind of looks like I just kind of slapped everything kind of together. I couldn't do as detailed as I wanted to do, but I think it turned out fairly well as far as what I was doing. I want to redo at least one strip, but,
Well, good.
Get.
Oh.
Hiccups.
That's nice. That is nice.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, whatever.
Thank you for calling the hotline for thegeekmedia.com. If you are a fan of social media, podcasts, machinima, video games, or music, please press the number 1 and someone will be with you soon. If
you are not prepared,
please dial 0 and an operator will be with you shortly. Thank you again for calling thegeekmedia.com's customer service hotline. And please remember, we're always available 24/7 at www.thegeekmedia.com.
You sound so confident.
No,
whatever.
I'm not. And we're back. Well, let's talk about reviews, shall we?
Oh, are you going to do this?
I will, but I'm not going to give the link.
Okay.
No.
Here we go.
Let me explain a few things to some people out there. You know, we know we're amateurs. We know we're not the best. And we have no desire to be the best. At least I don't. I just want to have a good time and have some fun with hobbies. And if I happen to be able to make a little bit of a return on any of these hobbies, hey, you know what? I'll try for it. But I'm already spending way more than I've ever made ever in the past 2 years working with webcomics. And I don't expect I'll ever make it back. However, somebody who has a review blog, I have no problem with reviews. I have no problem with negative reviews either. I have a problem when review blogs or review sites are specifically designed to go out and make negative reviews on unsolicited websites and materials and whatever. Nobody's asking you, but yet you feel that you must be, I must be always negative and get traffic, must cause controversy and drama, you are assholes, I will say. Aaron Edwards, a long time ago, reviewed my PSI webcomic. He was very brutal on it. And it was actually a fairly decent review. I solicited my comic to him because he was accepting requests to have my webcomic reviewed. That's fine. Yes. And he doesn't design his site to be all angry and pissy. It's just a regular review blog. But this guy...
Really, anyone that knows him can expect...
Yeah.
Angry and pissy.
But this...
But you know what you're getting into.
Yeah, this person... No, it's designed to be like... It says a weekly FU to the wide world of webcomics. Well, okay, there you go, fine. But this guy felt that we, all of us, Aaron, Tanya, myself, and also The Beacon, all got reviewed individually. This guy wasted his time writing negative reviews about things that he didn't like and obviously did not want other people to look at. Yet he provides links to everything that he was talking about that he didn't like, therefore increasing our traffic, even marginally, a little bit. So therefore, he accomplished absolutely fuck all. Now, Reading these, I'm not telling everybody where this link is, because if you find it, whatever, but don't post it. I'm not promoting him. That's the thing.
That's fine. I will give him this.
The reviews are actually fairly decent as far as what he touches on and whatever. But particularly for my comic and The Beacon, he was using a couple of words that he was defining wrong. For one, he he calls my webcomic a furry comic, and he goes, "For those of you who don't know, furries are people who think that they're humanoid animals." It's like, fuck you. You know what? You're just trying to be a big dick, you know?
He was using the sexual classification.
No, he wasn't even doing that. He was just being a dick about it. There's, like, no definition anywhere that people who think they're humanoid animals. Nobody thinks they're a humanoid animal. It's just for fun, okay? And if some people aren't taking it that seriously and really do think that there really are humanoid animals or whatever, well, then obviously they have problems. Because they're not.
They do exist, but they do have problems.
Yeah. Okay, that's just one thing. But aside from that, then he was like saying, ooh, the webcomic Beacon just decides to have milestones for arbitrary things. It's okay. When we say 100, 200, you know, 1 year, 2 year, that's not arbitrary. That's a definite point with the rhyme and reason for it, okay? You obviously do not know what the word arbitrary means. And there's a couple of these other things where he starts putting words into my mouth where I was meaning this. He said, admittedly, when I did the crossover wars, he was saying basically, admittedly, It didn't matter anyway or whatever. No, it did happen. It's a part of my comic. It's obviously you didn't really read it well enough. But the point is that he's putting words into my mouth. So this is where I have a problem, where he's making wild accusations and wild assumptions, putting words into people's mouths and misusing definitions of words while trying to describe them.
Yep. Okay.
If you took all that out, yeah, I accept a lot of the bad. bad feedback in here. It's actually decently written, aside from those few things. It's like the guy's trying to be snarky on purpose. It's like, whatever. You know, granted, this was also a month ago, and I only heard...
Hello?
Okay, I can hear
you. That's weird. Anyway...
Are you still ranting?
No, I'm done ranting.
Okay.
Lost Tony there for a second.
For my piece, yes, there were some things that were... particularly in Fess's case, that were out of line and misdefined and sort of like roundabout rambling wrong.
Right.
But as far as the review he did for Beta Pwn, he's absolutely correct. They look like misshapen bowling balls. I don't know what to do about it. I got some advice today.
Right.
So I took the review at heart, and you know, I looked at some of the things, and I thought, okay, he's valid here. He's valid here. These things are correct. As far as saying that. You know, nobody's life is interesting enough to do a slice of life comic. That may very well be true for him.
And he should stop reading blogix.
And he should, which is good. So I didn't necessarily agree with the generalistic opinions, because I read people's lives that are more boring than mine. So it comes down to a personal opinion, and that's fine. Yeah. But, I did take some of the art advice and talk to some people and figured out, because I've been struggling with this, that I hate the way my characters look and actually read my own opinions like that on somebody else's site. Like, you're right, they look like misshapen bully balls. I was thinking more like vases, but either way, or gourds. they kind of have gourd heads, like, and I started with the gourd head thing when I really didn't know very much how to draw, and I've gotten better, but I felt weird changing the characters. Like, okay, I know I can draw this better,
mm-hmm.
but then they won't look like them, and I was stressed out about it. So I asked people what I should do, and I'm good now. Yeah. I know what to do. So thank you for that, and take a little more time with your definitions.
Yeah.
We'll
a lot of people that have, a lot of the elitists in webcomics, you know, some of the people from the Something Awful forums and other websites, such as, you know, these intentionally negative review blogs, they have this elitist sense that it must be better all the time. It must live up to a certain standard that they put up. You know what? Yeah. Yeah, I could definitely take more time and make my comic look better. Looks aren't everything. A lot of people read quote-unquote crappy webcomics because of the story or the characters that they like.
Right.
okay, fine, whatever. I may be incredibly pissed off that Cyanide and Happiness or whatever like that make so much freaking money off of this crap that they have, and it's a very subpar webcomic, in my opinion. It's very unoriginal stuff that almost anybody can do with a stick figure comic. Really, there's a lot of crap out there that seems to get undeserved attention for stuff that you can see in a million and one other webcomics. That's okay, fine, whatever. The luck of the dice fell on them. Personally, I think it'd be better, the attention and stuff should be better suited on better webcomics. I'm not saying my comic is better than Cyanide and Happiness, because they're two very different comics. But, you know, whatever. This is the way things are. Some people hate Family Guy, some people love Family Guy. And we all know the reasons behind why people love and hate the show. Basically, it's the same exact reason for both sides. Just some people like that, and it's not really writing. You know, it's like a comic saying, do you remember this? Do you remember this? That was funny. Do you remember this? Making a bunch of references. Some people love hearing other people talk about stuff that they remember too, and whatever, so that works for them. That's just how some things are. We don't have to live up to other people's standards. You have a webcomic, if somebody's giving you crap about it, you know, you can take the advice that they're saying and see if you can improve some things, but if you just want to tell your own little fun thing or whatever, go for it, you know? I could draw my characters probably a lot better if I didn't try to rush everything as much as I'm doing right now. But my concern is the story, trying to get the story out there. And I'm in the middle of a crossover and getting the story out. Now, there's some people that would say, well, you shouldn't be releasing it if it looks like crap, if you know you can do better. It's like, okay, fine. Well, I don't feel like not having my comic updating for a while, because then I'll end up quitting because I'm not doing anything. Whatever. You don't like it, go away. All right? Same thing with this podcast. Which I'm not entirely sure if it's going to be around next fall because of various things, me going to school or whatnot. But I know there's people out there that love listening to the show, and they tune in every week. And the only problem is that we don't know what the hell we're doing, or I don't know what the hell we're doing, and I can't even tell if our chat room's working or whatever. And with Skype increasing rates for calling the UK, it's just more frustrating. I wish there was an easier way to do things like this. A talk show might be an option. I don't know. It's very okay. Disheartening lately. And then, of course, Aaron leaves. So, I don't know. I don't know what we should do. I kind of miss having three people.
Well, we need to find someone else then.
Or just get random people on and have guests or whatever.
I think that as long as we scheduled a guest every week, we would be fine. And there would be less talking over each other as well.
Yeah, so I should probably put a warning at the beginning of this. Episode. You may not want to listen to this episode the second half, because we talk about stuff that's probably boring to other people.
This is fine. Everyone today that I've spoken with is fucking angsty. What the hell is wrong?
It's 24-hour comics day. Killing everybody's spirits.
It's fine. We're all fine. It'll be fine. if you can't do it in the fall, then it'll be me and guests, and it's fine. We'll be here. It's all good. Everything is good. You know what we should do to pep things up a little bit?
No.
Is have you drop off.
Oh, crap. You know what? I just realized that nobody's listening.
Are we recording at the very least?
We should be recording. Hang on, let me try to get everybody back in. Fine, alright, yeah.
It's okay, we're still recording, it's okay. So here's what we're going to do to pep it up.
Wait, I need to catch them up to speed. You guys probably didn't hear all of what we were talking about, but what we ended up talking about was us getting reviewed, and then we were basically, I was basically on a tirade about whatever, so, yeah.
And then I talked a little bit about how he was right and my character's heads do look like squashed bowling balls.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to fix that. Yeah. I got some advice. It's okay.
Also, running this show, there's got to be an easier way if we don't have to use Skype or something else. So if anybody has any podcasting advice, Please, please let us know. Don't tell us about, you need to increase your levels and crap like that. I'm talking about actual production, getting some other, not Skype, and some other recording program or something like that. Our format is the least of our concerns. Actually, putting it together is the most of our concerns. Because, like we said, people tune in each week. People like listening. People like chatting. People like what we do already. We've gotten we've gotten three individual main pieces of negative criticism for the show, but we've gotten dozens of positive feedback from everyone else. We don't care about the people who don't like us. We care about the people who do like us. And if there's something that we can do to fix things, to make things better, hey, we want to hear from the people who actually like us and listen to us. And that means you and the people in the chat room.
Yes.
You can still hear us, right?
Sweet Jesus.
Son of a ass.
It's okay. We're still recording, so let's move on.
Dang it. This is just very disheartening.
But we're recording, and we're going to move on to something good.
Okay. You are saying that we should have... You have what?
What I'm saying is that we should do what you suggested in the email, and we should each mention a comic that we think people should be reading. Absolutely.
Okay.
So you can start with that.
You know, I had one in mind. Now I just don't care anymore.
No! We're getting happy now, damn it.
Are we getting happy? I'm not getting happy.
This is ridiculous with the whining. We're going to stop whining, and we're going to talk about good comics that we like and that we think, you know, maybe are a little under-acclaimed and that people need to hear about and go to and read. I'll start, and then you can come
Fine.
In with one that you're fabulously excited about. How about that, Fez?
I'll try.
Jesus. Okay. The comic that I think everyone should be reading that fewer than everyone is checking out is The Thinking Ape Blues, which is done by Mark Potenis, I believe. It is a black and white comic starring the Progress Brothers. It's the art is excellent. The comic is academic. Make no mistake there. If you're looking for like cyanide and happiness level humor, this is not the place to go. He will quote Aristotle and things, you know, now and again. And you know, like he's got a whole today's whole thing is like the Wolfman thing and furries and how people think furries are all porn. It's very funny, but it's really professionally done. It's excellent writing, excellent art, and it's not often that I find something where I just can't find anything that I'm not happy about in this comic. So check out Thinking Ape Blues, and you can find it, oddly enough, at thinkingapeblues.com.
Cool. Yes, this is our webcomic spotlight that we're doing. Not searchlight, spotlight. So, yeah, we're going to be promoting things. And I figured we'd do one each week, but you know what? I don't care. Let's do one each week. Maybe we'll have more to talk about. I can't find the one that I was thinking of, but this is another one that was technically second on my list to go in order. So I forgot what the first one I was going to do. But the one also that I've recently come across is called House Pets, which is at housepetscomic.com. Now, this is an interesting comic where you have humans and you have animals. Animals are actually in their animal role. There's dogs and cats. They're pets. But they talk. And the humans can talk to their pets. So they're obviously intelligent animals, but they're still in the lines of as pets. And right now they're going to the zoo. They're talking in English with the animals behind the zoo. And it's just kind of all kind of interesting. It's like Garfield, only we know for sure that the humans can understand him. Like with Garfield, yeah. I could never understand if he is actually ever talking to John or not. But, because sometimes it seems like he is. But this is the case where, you know, animals are not wearing clothes. They're wearing only whatever actual animals would be wearing. They're usually humanoid. Though they could probably go on all fours, but they're kind of like furries, but by definition, I'd almost call them not furries. I don't know. It's like by base definition, if you go humanoid, anthropomorphic humanoid animal, I guess they would be furries. But as far as their role is, they're not. They're just like animals, because they're humans and they're fulfilling out their normal animal role. But that's semantics. The thing is that people that don't like furries may like this one because animals are in their place or whatever crap, and they're not replacing humans as the main whatever. Well, they are the main characters, but you know what I mean. But I find it very fun. There's very few comics like this, and I think there's only like maybe one or two comics. It's as if Brian from Family Guy was typical, was the typical type of animal. That's the best way, I guess, to describe it for most people. And that's at housepetscomic.com.
Excellent.
But, they're like, somebody says they're cartoon animals, not specifically furries. Though, by a very loose definition, they probably would fall into that category, but that's not the main point, so. Cool.
Yeah. Well, good. It's a good comic, and people should go read it.
Yeah.
Yes. Do you have other news? I Twittered.
I got more things I can piss and moan about. We could just call it 24-Hour Comics Day and Fest Piss and Moans About Everything. We can call the episode that.
We could. We could. Do you really want to piss and moan, or should I move on to news?
Oh, I could so piss and moan.
Because it's like 7:52.
Oh, if I piss and moan about it, we should probably let's take another break. This is going to try to be a short show. Short show. Blah.
The Webcomic Beacon is hosted on RampageNetwork.com. Be sure to check out our weekly live broadcast on TalkShoe.com. Listen in, chat, or call in at webcomicbeacon.com/live.
And we're back, I think.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. It feels like we're back.
if you want to talk about... I should just call this Fest Piss and Moans Like a Baby. Okay, we have Frumpf in the chat room right now.
Yes.
And so he might not like what I have to say.
Is he mentioning the Webcomic Reader's Choice Awards?
No.
Oh.
We can mention that later, but I want to talk about this because I have to piss and moan. Why? Oh, because this is a podcast that I run, and it's an outlet for things I have to say. I don't have to say things for everybody to enjoy. So screw you, reviewers. Anyway, I got issues. Okay,
you
web comic list sites.
Mm-hmm.
Stop making them. We have a million of them already. We have at least 10 of them. They're all doing the same damn thing. They're ranking. They're having a list of comics. I'm sick and tired of filling out more accounts and whatever. Most people are not offering anything new. Okay, there's the webcomic list. There's top webcomics. There's the Buzz Comics, online comics, the Belfry. There's Frumpf, there's that comic review, I forget what it was called, some other one, but it's like, there's like a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Top Web Comics is to a list, it's just a little bit harder to find the list. but, I like Buzz Comics and Top Web Comics, because they offer vote things. vote, and you see an image. I like that. That's fun, because you can make that into a fun thing for your webcomic, you know, your readers. Hey, click to vote to see a special bonus image, or a bonus comic, or something like that. That's fun. That's fun. That gives some reason for people to go and vote. Having and linking, like, six different things to vote on, or to increase your rank between sites, I don't know. Only your really devoted readers are going to be doing it anyway, and it's not very it's not very accurate as far as where your rank is. I think rank should be thrown out the window. They're not accurate because a lot of people just don't go and do it, and if it did, and it doesn't really reflect how good a webcomic is.
I would agree.
And so it's like I say, get rid of ranks. List sites. List sites are awesome. List sites with reviews are awesome. But there's so many out there. It's like it seems like all of them are trying to be like the de facto webcomic list site for whatever reason.
Okay.
So it's like, okay, people stop making them, and the ones that are out there, maybe like combine forces and split the profits or whatever, because it's like, I don't think anyone out there is like considered the de facto. Nobody has really nailed it, and if people keep making more, I'm not adding any more to my site. In fact, I'm thinking of, I took them off my site one time, and I put them back up for some people who wanted them, but I'm just thinking about just taking them all off again, except for the vote ones, because those are still fun. Because I'm just sick and tired of it.
Okay, now...
No offense.
In the interest of full disclosure, you also hate social networking sites.
I also hate full networking yeah, I do.
So I mean, there's a lot of things that a lot of people enjoy and like participating in, including, I'm sure, these lists. I'm not one of them. I'm not a big list person fan thing. But, you know, it's possible that they are serving a niche audience.
A niche audience that likes to do it over six times?
You would be amazed. Well, come on. I do Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, Webcomics Inc.
Why?
Webcomics Inc. Because they're fun. They're each fun in their own little way. And I meet different people in each one. And there are different comics on some of the different websites. Some of us like these things more than you.
Somebody in the thing says... quality is subjective, and popularity hints at quality. I highly disagree with that, looking at Cyanide and Happiness.
Now, see, I think Cyanide and Happiness is funny.
You're
shitting on my sense of humor again.
No. My thing is that there's... How many other webcomics have humor almost exactly like that? They have... I've seen 1,001 recycled jokes on that website that I've seen other places, and they're getting money for these used jokes.
I think Cyanide and Happiness and, like, Toothpaste for Dinner, the writing is consistent and funny enough that they are successful in their genre.
Yeah, they are successful, technically, yes.
I mean successful in an esoteric sense, not in a monetary sense. Yes, I believe that Cyanide and Happiness is more successful than, say, the stick figure comic that we reviewed a couple of weeks ago. Successful in that Cyanide and Happiness to me is funny. It makes consistent points. It has better pacing and is more likely to make me happy. I consider that a success. Yes.
Okay, fine. I've just been so in a terrible mood, you know, so I'm obviously ranting, but
it's
whatever.
Okay. Everybody has their days.
Yeah, these are my opinions.
Day is everybody's day. I'm the only person on the planet that's freaking happy, I swear. Yeah. I don't know what's wrong with all you people. Buck up.
These are my opinions. I'm allowed to have them. I am not claiming to be an authority by any means, so shove that back in your review.
Will you stop? God! It's not like he posted your dick size, or it's not like he was going after you purposely, was it?
Well, no, it's just kind of
there that I miss.
It just kind of pushed me over the edge. There's all these people that are just trying to go out there and be against people for whatever,
and it is a little rude, and I will give you that.
Yeah,
you gotta see that water duck thing. Just
what? Water duck?
Water off a duck's back. You gotta let it go. Just let it go.
Yeah, but you see, I always try to be like this, all kind of show a good face, be nice, don't say anything mad, but it's like, you know, I get pushed too far and I just explode. And that's what's happening right now. You know, all this, you know, just like, you know, trying to let things go, and
that's not really letting them go, though. That's shoving them in a closet until eventually the door won't close. I mean, you really got to just let them go. Like, you don't remember they happened. That's letting them go.
See, I just believe, I've had this belief that people can be nice. People don't have to be dicks. You know, I believe that there are some decent people in the world. And a lot of them are not online. It's, I don't know, people are out for blood.
I'm sorry having that experience.
Yeah,
maybe you're having a different internet experience than I am.
Yeah.
I mean, he wasn't nice about my comic. He said it sucked, and it was boring,
yeah.
And that everybody looked like potatoes. And, okay.
You know what you should do? You just should turn that into a comic and just make everybody potatoes with, like, the potato eyes growing out of them and just whatever, you know, or make misshapen bowling balls and talking to potatoes. I don't know.
They do look like misshapen bowling balls, though. I mean, at some point, you kind of got to go, well, yeah. But...
Yeah, I have a very good feeling this is going to be, like, one of our least liked episodes.
Well, I couldn't imagine why. It's so uplifting.
But, you know, that's understandable. Should I put a disclaimer at the beginning of the show? Hey, this is Vest. Just wanted to let you know, you're probably not going to like this episode, so no hard feelings.
Here's the thing is that the only thing I think... more whiny than spending an hour pissing and moaning is the posted disclaimer that you spent an hour pissing and moaning.
Well, I just don't want people to go in thinking that they're going to get a great show and they're just going to hear me complain.
That's okay. I'll say boobs. It's all forgiven.
And now I have to go through and find where I was cussing and swearing so many times.
It's Can we do news?
Hang on, let me see.
Hey,
Jinx Tiger.
How's it going?
Oh,
you're having
excellent.
A bit of a lively time.
Oh, I'm so happy right now.
Hi, Jinx.
Look, you've got to take it easy a little bit there, because the thing is, being willing to go to somebody's artistic product takes a certain amount of effort. Essentially, you're looking for people to have the courtesy to make an effort and go and sort of be with where the comic or whatever it is, you know, to sort of join it, as it were. And a lot of people are going to be more willing to essentially look at any comic or artwork of that nature completely within the context of where they're coming from, and look at it only in the sense of, well, it's doing this wrong, and it's doing that wrong, and it's doing that wrong, because that's not the way I'd have it.
Right.
Right.
Now, really good art might be able to knock people out of that. Like, I remember there's another podcast, Scott Kurtz talking about being into The Matrix, and people going, no, that actually sucked. Well, no, it actually didn't suck. Thing is, it knocked him out of his critical way and compelled him to just experience it in its own context. And
enjoying it for what it is, you're saying, right?
Yeah. And that's probably the point of going to all kinds of effort. I mean, and I know that's why I go to lots of effort and just trying to, you know, because my comic is in a world of horribleness. And you have to go to a lot more effort in order to get people to buy into that. But the thing is that putting in the extra effort is more likely to get people to forget that they're being critical, to forget that they're themselves, and just sort of go to whatever the role of the comic is.
Right. Okay, well, that makes sense.
I agree.
So you feel better.
No.
No, he doesn't feel better. Oh, well.
I don't know.
pills. He'll be fine.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
But it's okay to want courtesy. It's okay to want people to appreciate what you're doing and the effort mm-hmm. that you're doing.
Well,
that's not a problem, man. I know it's frustrating.
Well, it's not so much that. Like I said, I'm more concerned with the people that actually like listening to the show than the people that don't like it. And I'm all about the philosophy. If you don't like it, just go away, you know? You don't have to.
Well, I like
and
the
then...
show so much about the company. I'm on it.
Yeah, I mean, these all people good. Don't like something, and they have to go out of their way to bombast it somehow, but I don't know. There's only a few things that I will not link on the site. That is, and I'm going to list them here. Yeah, I'll list them audibly. I will not list Control-Alt-Delete as a link ever. I will not list Your Webcomic is Bad and You Should Feel Bad blog ever. And I will not list this guy who just reviewed us because I think he was being a little underhanded. But, you know, otherwise I'll link everything else, even things that I don't like. But there's, you know, I have certain principles. Don't like some things, I will not promote them.
I don't think you have to worry about the John Solomon blog, Your Webcomic is Bad and You Should Feel Bad, because I sort of have the last unofficial review of that in which he admitted, like, actually, I'm just yanking your chain.
No.
So it's not going to be updated anymore.
Yeah, it's sort of dead.
With a colorful little moment, that.
Oh, well. I mean,
but,
yeah. Oh, well.
And nothing of value was lost, as we say in a certain other...
Right.
Yes. In physics.
Well, thanks for calling in and giving us your side of everything and chilling everybody out, I guess.
Not everybody is.
You can now resume ranting.
I think I'm done ranting, then.
Oh, cool.
Good deal.
All right, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
All right.
All right, bye.
Bye. Everybody. Don't throw me in your little wallow.
Call. Excuse me. All right. Do you have other news today?
I do. I sent a Twitter for news, and I got Scott. Actually, from the Gigcast, would like us to know that he bumped his elbow, but it's okay now. And JT would like everyone to know that he's got a new Uke video up, Skull Crusher Mountain. And that can be found. It's a tiny URL at 5br8dl, and we can put a link up. And then the last thing is actually go figure. Oh, wait a minute. Here's another one. COTM implosion, turbulence at bomb shelter, weekly webcomic report at Daily Cartoonist,
what?
And Ryan North guest artist week. This is a. I'll have to look up the links because they're not.
I don't know what you're talking about.
In Twitter, it's okay. It's okay.
Oh wait. Yeah, go ahead.
And then the very last thing is that the results have come in for the Webcomic Reader's Choice Awards, which is at wcrca.frump.net. Whom you know.
I wasn't bombasting Frump in particular. I was just saying that people should need to stop making some because there's already like at least six out there.
Yes, it's good though. We've got so that's actually the news. And there was I had a milestone, and now I'm having difficulty locating it. Oh, Pinkerton actually reached 300 strips today, and that's over at Third World Studios, but you can reach it at pinkertonpark.com.
Yay! Wait, how much? How many?
300.
Well, I wonder if we should continue to do the milestones.
Oh, I like the milestones. I think it's nice. People need a little, like, yay! I feel good if somebody gave me a yay.
Yay!
I did sit across the table from Angie of Squidworks, whose 24-hour comic will be in the Squidworks anthology, and she was dubbed halfway through the night as the queen of inappropriate yay.
Yay! I got a couple more milestones. One small step has hit 300 strips. That's at osscomic.com. And he's... I don't know. What? Which means he's been doing this in the syndicated world. He would have been drawing for 10 months instead of 2.5 years. We got one more milestone from Times Like This. TimesLikeThis.com has hit their 1-year anniversary. So congratulations to everyone with their milestones. Yes. They're arbitrary, apparently, milestones.
Oh, sweet Jesus. You've gotten that phrase out of me. I'm an atheist. Christ.
Yes, yes, yes. No, 64 is not a milestone. I'm sorry.
I mean, it's a milestone. It's just not one we care about.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's like New Year's. Woo, whoop-de-doo. The date changed. Oh, wait. It's going to be 9:12 p.m. Central in just a little bit. Yay! It's 9:12 p.m. You know.
You know what I love about New Year's?
What?
The English have this great tradition where you have to eat the most expensive meal of the year on New Year's. So on New Year's, I get steak and king crab and shrimp. Champagne.
Okay.
How much does that rock?
I don't know. I go to bed and I wake up the next day and I go to work. You know, it's another day. I'd much rather waste my time celebrating on my birthday, and even then I don't like that. But I'm one big sack of sourpuss over here. Anyway, there might be a couple other changes coming to the Webcomic Beacon in the coming weeks. Like, we don't have Aaron anymore, so that's one major change. We're going to figure out what we're going to do there. We probably are not going to do the webcomic rescues. I kind of wanted to do one once a month, but nobody's been doing anything. Though we may have one coming up anyway. We might just go ahead and do it. Just because. Dromos,
we could do them irregularly.
Dromos asked if we'd be interested in rescuing one of his comics, and well, we'll give it a shot since we've only ever done one, but we'll see. Some people are asking in the chat room, Aaron stepped down because he needs more time to do other things. I've been kind of getting this from him for a while that, you know, the show does take, you know, a lot out of someone's evening. And, wow, I got to go to work in 15 minutes. So he stepped down, or whatever. There may be some other things here and there, but people listening who've managed to stomach it all the way through this, if you're listening to the MP3, who managed to either fast forward or just, you know, didn't shut it off and listen to me rant the whole freaking time, if you like the show, only if you like the show, send us an email saying what you like about it, what we maybe should do more, or other things we should try. Because, you know, it's very hard to do this show, trying to do all these things, juggling between all my other projects and Tanya's other projects as well, that, you know, it takes a lot out of us. It's mostly a labor of love, though if you'd like to give us some money to help us pay for Skype and hosting, or not hosting, but our domain, hey, we won't say no to that either. But first and foremost, it's a labor of love, and...
Hey, maybe if people pay you, you'll be less neurotic.
I just want to cover costs all if I can. But we'll see. But at least you're updating, not like Webcomics Weekly. Yes, that's very true, that at least we are updating. And also the GigCast is updating. And
I have to give them some love. After all, Scott hurt his elbow.
Yeah, that's terrible. It's terrible. also, the podcast awards or whatever, people's podcast choice, I don't remember what it was called, but we have a link on our website. We've had it there for a while. Obviously, we did not get nominated because, you know, we don't have a huge listener base to get nominated. Though we do love the about 200 devoted people we have listening to our show. I forget the numbers exactly, but still, check out other podcasts. I know ELR and The Instance, done by Scott Johnson. Good shows. Check those out. And those are also have been nominated, so that's pretty cool. There are also some pretty interesting podcasts on there as well, like Coffee Break Spanish and a bunch of others I forget. So go ahead and go to our main website and take a click on over to podcastawards.com and check it out. Also, if you've had some 24-hour comics, you know, let us know, and we'll stick up some more links to that as well. We got to get out of here because I got to get my ass to work.
Go to work, Bess.
Well, we got to finish the show first.
Oh, okay. This has been Tanya with BetaPwn.com.
And this has been Fess of FessWorks.com. Till next time, everybody. Don't kill each other.
Bye.
That's all for The Beacon. Be sure to tune in next week.
Angsty.
I mean, yeah, it builds up, and I just have to release every once in a while.
I hope you got a good pressure release.
Well, it's hard to try to be a nice guy all the freaking time, you know?
Well, maybe you should meter it out a little bit. Like, be kind of a dick occasionally.
I don't want to be a dick.